anything.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. This is your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams. I am recording here today live at the Lavender and Lace Program in Newark, New Jersey. A bunch of awesome women that are being empowered and motivated. Also, I have here in my virtual studio this afternoon. I know normally we do the show at 9 o'clock, but we're going to have to move the show to 12 o'clock starting on Friday because of having the obligations of having to be here at Lavender and Lace. We won't be able to do the show at 9 a.m. So if you want to tune in to get some good information from Coach LaLisa, you're going to have to catch us at 12. But I have an awesome woman right here in the studio with me today. And I'm going to be talking today about, because I said I was going to do this, so I got to make sure I do that. Talk about three things that effective leaders need today. I want to talk about three things that effective leaders need today. Now, I get this information from scores of employees that I've met throughout my teachings at Essex County College and other places where I've been around people who have to be around leaders. So if you are a leader of any type of organization, any type of group, especially if you are one of those persons who's into network marketing or you have any type of direct sales business, you are a leader. If you run any type of governmental agency, any type of institution, hospital, community outreach program, such as the one here, Lavender and Lace, or the IOP, which is one of the programs that I work with in Jersey City, or if you're an entrepreneur like myself with the PSUI Training Institute, or whatever else you're doing, you are a leader, and there are some things that every leader needs to be able to do. So I'm just going to now bring my the person here with me in the studio, just welcome her. I think this is her first time being on the Coach LaLisa Show, so I don't know how comfortable she is. I just kind of threw her in this spot, so I'm going to give her the opportunity to opt out if she would care not to say anything. But she told me she wanted to be a motivational speaker, y'all. So, hello. You want to be a motivational speaker? Guess what? You got to speak. So, okay, I'm going to let her say something now.
Oh, thank you, Louisa, for having me. It's a pleasure to be a part of what you're saying and what you're doing and helping women to achieve their goals as being leaders in the community. And I just thank you for having me. I've come up here to be with you in the Lavender and Lace program, and I found that very enriching and very inspiring. So I know that it's a good thing, and I invite every woman in the Newark community, wherever you are, mm-hmm. to come mm-hmm. and be a part mm-hmm. of this mm-hmm. program mm-hmm. that's being established. And it's just, it's awesome.
Awesome. It is. Awesome. You know, and I think about the fact that you and I, even sitting here, Bernie, and that we are together. You know, I met you some years back, probably a good 6 or so years ago, at Essex County College, more than 6 years.
Yeah.
Because I left that job in 2004. So you're talking about 8 years since I've worked there. Mm-hmm. And I met you while I was working there full time. So it had to be somewhere around 02, 03.
Yeah.
And we have continued to, I guess you get raffled all the time. She's continued to, you might hear some background noise. That's Ms. Donye doing her thing in the other room there. But you and I, Bernie, we met at the college, and we've continued to be friends and to keep in touch. And so I'm so honored that you are here today. I'm, you know, otherwise would have done the show this morning, but the class that I teach here started at 9 a.m., so I pushed the show back today till 1 because the class is over at 12. So going forward, I'll have to do the radio show at 12. That way they're taking lunch. But, you know, the topic today, talking about leaders and to being an effective leader. And the reason why I think God really pressed this on my heart to talk about now is because of that big conference that I went to on Monday, when I was talking about and mentioning this lot of entrepreneurs. And it was saying that it's either statewide or nationally, small businesses make up about 97% of all businesses in the U.S. That's a lot. That means that leadership is going to be a big topic.
Yeah.
Because if you have all these small businesses, they all have to be led by someone. Mm-hmm. So whether your company is a company of one or a company of a million and one, you still need leadership.
Yeah.
If it's just you, you still need leadership because you still have your customers, you have your suppliers that you have to deal with, and so you still want your company to be a success.
Yes. Yeah.
And so some of what I wanted to share about three things that I personally had to deal with, and there are others. I'm sure each of us could come up with our own list of things that we hear that you need to be a successful leader. You hear people talk about this integrity. You talk about leaders that need to be compassionate. Leaders have to care. And you hear these things all the time. Leaders have to be able to be trustworthy. Leaders have to be able to have a vision. These are some of the standard kinds of things that you hear about leaders. But I want to talk about three things that are not often mentioned, but yet very important parts of a leader's traits or abilities or skills. And leaders are going to need to get this if you want to be successful today, because the terrain has changed. The environment is different than the way it used to be. Managers have to change, or financial people have to change. A lot of people have to make all kinds of changes. So, yes. Okay, yes. You need the room?
No.
Okay.
Come here.
No, I thought maybe, yeah. I'm doing my radio show, so you were just live to the whole world just then. So, yes, this show goes out. This is an international radio show, so we're very happy about that. And we want to just take a moment to welcome each and every one of you to the show, those who will listen to the archives, those who are dialed in, and those of you who are listening via your iPads, your iPods, and other RSS feeds. But these three things that may not often be mentioned, but today are needed more than now, I think more than a whole lot of other times. And let me just go on and get you those three things, and so you can we can start talking a little bit about them. Bernie, one of the things that I found that leaders need today that I sometimes don't see, they need to be positive. You know, I don't know how people think that they're going to lead somebody and they've got this negative attitude and negative spirit.
Yes.
True. Maybe that worked well in the past, but it's not going to fly today.
No.
If you're leading somebody and you're not positive, what in the world are you thinking? You're negative. You have a negative attitude. You have negative comments coming out of your mouth toward anyone, your team members, your suppliers, your competition today might be somebody that you might have to go into partnership with tomorrow.
Yeah, because it all lines up with the word of God. God said to love your enemies.
Come on now.
Love them that despitefully use you. How can you say, oh, I love God, but you don't love that person that you're in partnership with, or that is a prospective buyer? You got to love.
Yeah, that's it. Positivity. So that's one thing that I see that is missing from a lot of these leaders. Trying to be negative. I'm sorry, you're not going to end up with a very successful company, or if you do, you're not going to last very long. You got to be positive, people. Positive thinkers bring about positive results. Positive actions. You got to be positive. This is serious. There's no period. There's no time for negativity. All right? And that's what I've seen as a leadership problem today. And so it's one of the things that I'm teaching in my new book that helps these entrepreneurs and leaders, and the workshops that I'm doing. We're doing a women's leadership conference down in Virginia coming up in September. They're putting things together on that. I'll be speaking on Mr. Hanif Russell's radio show on Monday morning. He has a radio show that comes on every Monday at 9. I'll be a guest on his show this coming Monday. So please make sure you put that on your calendars, put that on your, lock that into your database, your phones, or whatever, wherever you take note of things. I'll be on his show, and we're going to be, he's out of New York, and he does a networking, he has a big networking group over in New York. And so we're breaking into the New York market, but one of the things we're going to be talking to about is leadership. So be positive, people, please. Nobody has time for these negative attitudes and personality. Who wants to follow a negative leader? I mean, come on. How do you think leaders become charismatic? Their charisma, they're positive. People like to follow a positive person. Leaders, I can't pound that into your heads enough. The next thing. Just in time for that sneeze. The next thing I find a big problem with a lot of leaders is they're not flexible enough.
Exactly.
How in the world?
Rigid.
Too rigid. You said it, Bernie. Too rigid. What is that? You know, I was talking to a young lady. She said she loves her job because her supervisor allows her on certain days of the week, she might have a little leg problem or whatever, he's flexible enough to allow her to work from home on those days. But he doesn't have to. There's no mandate that he has to do this. I know some companies do mandate that you could do a commuter hours, some of the hours of the week, especially federal government. But she's not in that kind of a position. She's in a regular corporation. But this is the flexibility of her leader.
Yes.
And because of this, she goes out of her way to be productive.
Yes.
Because he's flexible. He could be, we don't do that here, and we can't do that here, and this is what we do and what we've been doing. But no, he's flexible. So I'm saying, leaders, you want to get on a trend of something new, be positive. Be flexible.
Yes.
If a person is able to work better, more productive, doing something that you have something differently, be flexible enough to try it.
Yes.
Don't just shoot down the idea. Don't just say, you know, leaders today have to get away from those things. Here's a couple of words that leaders have to get away from. We can't, we don't. I can't, I don't. That's the old style leadership.
Yes, exactly. You have to be flexible. You got to because your work environment is multicultural. You know, it's
changing.
Everything is evolving. You can't say, well, this is how it was done back in the day, and that's how it's going to be done today. But we're in two different time periods, and so you got to be able to flow, you know, to move, you know, because it could lead to your company advancing, you know, advancing to another level, and it may prove to be to your betterment. But if you say, you stay rigid, you say, no, we're not doing that.
See, here's what's going to happen, leaders. You may get pushed out of your leadership spot.
Exactly.
Because that team sees that they can be more successful with someone else who's more positive and more flexible. You know, you might not be the brightest bulb in the batch either. You might get pushed right on out of there when someone else comes along that is more flexible and more positive, because people are going to demand it.
Yeah.
It's like when you have a demand economy or when you have a supply economy. Right now, the economy is demanding that people become more positive and more flexible.
Yes.
You know, in the economy today, you don't know what may wake up tomorrow. You don't know what you might wake up tomorrow and find. So if you're not flexible, you might find yourself extinct.
Right.
And you didn't even realize it, okay? So you better learn how to flex. You better learn how to be flexible today. And as the leader, you need to show the flexibility so that your people can really become all they are.
Yes.
And so that people can want to work for you. So people can want to come to work and be productive because you're flexible with them.
You're making your working environment inviting.
Thank you. Exactly. That's what we're trying to say. And when people want to come to work, when people show up for work, they show up energized and ready to produce, your company's bottom line, that's the money. For those who don't know what the bottom line means, that's the dollars. The profits are going to increase. As the profits increase, the shareholders are happy. As the shareholders are happy, they invest more. As more is invested, the company grows. As the small business grows, so grows the economy. As the economy grows, government can now begin to do other stuff that they really need to be doing to make sure that our children are safe, our families are secure, and our communities are built on what we want them built on. But as long as we allow these non-effective leaders to lead with their negative attitudes, their inflexibility, we're going to run into the problems and continue to run into all of these negative results. But today is the season, like you said, of miracles. We're looking for results that are positive and that are successful. But how are you going to get positive results with negative people? And these are the individuals. So what I'm doing is going around, putting this training out there, teaching people positivity skills, how to be flexible, understanding that some people grew up in negative households with negative training and leadership over them. They adapted to their environment. It's what they know. It's not their fault, per se. It's all they know. Some people went into these companies where they had their first bosses were negative, their first leaders were inflexible, and they adopted that attitude and personality or style. Some had professors that were like that, and they adapted and adopted from that.
Yes.
Okay? So here's a teaching that's going to come help people. And here's the last area of the top three things that I feel that effective leaders need to do if they really want to lead with effectiveness and growth and success, rebuild our homes, rebuild our communities, and rebuild this nation and make a real impact on the world, is that leaders have to tap into the talents of every team member. not just the team members you like, not just the ones who chew the way you chew, not just the ones who yes you to death, because them will be the same ones who will walk off and leave you high and dry. Okay? You have to be, even the ones who rub you the wrong way, you must be able to tap not in the talent that you think is the one they ought to have, as companies have been doing for the past hundreds of years. No, Jesus tapped into the talents of Matthew. They were different than what Peter had, was different than what John had, was different than what Bartholomew had. They all had different talents. You got to tap into the talents of all of your team. And if you're not able to do that, then you need to leave people alone. Okay? Jesus called 12 people, and he was able to tap into all 12. Then if you can't handle 12, then you stick with 2. Or you stick with whatever that you can handle. But don't just go out and get a group of people and call that a group of team, and you're not willing to tap into those people's potential. Bernie, I can't tap into you based on what I see in Deanna.
Right.
I'm not going to tap into Deanna's talent based on what I see as your talent. Your talent are things you're good at, your strengths. Though your weaknesses may be the very strength that Deanna has. I'm not going to beat you over the head because that's a weakness for you when I have someone else on the team that's a talent for them. I'm not going to force you into a strength that you don't have. And I'm not going to say you're a slug because you don't have a particular strength that I think you should have.
That's right, because we are one body, but we have many members and gifts and abilities, and each one of them work together.
That's right, like an instrument.
Yes,
in the band,
they fit.
Yeah, every instrument in the band: the flute, the horn, the guitar, the piano, the drums, the harp. They all make a different sound.
Yes.
People, get over it.
Yes.
If a harp sounds like a flute, come on, what good would it be?
Right.
What good would the harp be if it sounded like a flute? It wouldn't need to be a harp.
That's right.
So that's what leaders have to understand today, that you are now like a conductor of a band. You're not just a boss. You're not just a manager. You are a person who, if you're not able to tap into every team member's unique talents and abilities, in my opinion, you need to sit down and stop calling yourself a leader, because you're not. And if you try to make Bernie's talent, you know, Tamika's talent, that's wrong. You're wrong for that. Bernie has her own set of talents. Tamika has her own set. And the two may never look the same. But it doesn't mean that they're not both valuable parts of the team.
And that, because that ties into the equation that, in times past, and there was a one-man show,
mm-hmm.
where that man or woman had all these abilities, and everybody just drew upon that one person. We can't do that anymore.
You're right.
Can't do that anymore.
That's right. It's too much to do.
Too much. That one man.
Bad.
That one woman.
That's what they were more simpler.
Burn out.
That was more simpler in life.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you're right. Sometimes I'm just tired just doing the one thing. Some days I'm just tired just from spending half a day putting together one flyer.
Exactly.
I need somebody else to come stall outside of me and make the phone calls.
That's right.
I need somebody else to come alongside and put those names in the database.
Yeah.
Because things now are at a higher level.
Yeah.
It takes more of our brain power and manpower to get something done. So now that it becomes more critical to me, each team member specializing, and I know this is something that Frederick Taylor and other scientific type gurus talked about years ago on these companies where people would specialize, and we call those the bigger companies where you had to specialize because, again, the work is so vast. You know, one person can't do everything, so a person specialize and get really good at that one thing. But today that's not bad because you can make a good living just doing that one thing, and it may be the one thing that's your passion.
That's right. And, you know, it's like, you know, that's just like saying, like, you know, today you can imagine Jesus and the disciples being today, like in this time,
yeah.
You know. The 12,
mm-hmm.
the original 12 of
mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, why?
Well, I hate to say this, but guess what? We're supposed to be like him anyway. We're supposed to be him in this day and time because he told us to be
like him
and then make disciples.
Yeah.
So really, we should be saying a ton of Jesus is walking in the earth because
he
said, be like me, follow me.
Go.
So there you have it. I say, what a wonderful way to kind of end the program. Wow, look at that. But see, that's what happens when you get in your studio, an awesome woman of God. Now, she is an upcoming, aspiring author. So I want to give you her full name. I'm going to let her give it to you.
My name is Bernadine Reed.
Ain't that something? Ms. Bernadine Reed, y'all, right here on the Coach and Lisa Show. First time I've had this show for 8 years. My first time having her on, but I've been her friend for a long time. She actually is the person, you know, that awesome book that some of y'all have purchased, and we hope many more of you purchase it, Release Your Power. She's the one who edited that book. So she's a real writer, y'all. This is an awesome woman. So for some of you who say, oh, that's a good book, we have to give a lot of credit to Ms. Bernadine Reed, who I'm going to be doing some more writing work with her because this woman, God didn't put her in my life by accident. You know, again, we're talking about you having a strength and them having a strength and your weakness might not be their weakness and your strength might not be theirs. Well, I have a great desire to get more of a message out there, and she's an awesome writer, honey. And God put this lady right in my, you know, hands, so to speak. You know, we haven't talked to each other in a couple years and had lost total contact, and I ran into someone that knows her, and now we've connected on Facebook. And I know Facebook will go away one day, I'm sure, something else, but let me tell you, Facebook deserves its honor and praise for the connecting that it's doing.
Yeah.
If it don't do nothing else, it will connect you with people,
yeah.
Godly people, people like Bernadine Reed, who now we're going to help her with her books, getting her books out there. But listen, I'm going to use this little lady to get the writing done. Beverly, we're going to STV, girl, STV. That's for Beverly Carter. Yes. Listen, that's awesome. I am excited to run into you. She's an awesome writer. She's an awesome writer, and we're going to be looking for some things that she's going to be doing. Again, some books that she's writing on her own, but I feel much happier now. Some books that I want to get done, and I got me a partner right here, and I'm excited, and I know that she's a real woman of God. She and I have a lot in common. We both were in the military. We've got similar hairdos right now. I think we're the exact same age, I think. You know, we have so much in common, and to think how we met in the hallway, getting on the elevator at Essex County College about 8 years ago, and I was I humming the song or were you humming the song? One of us was humming. I think I was humming a gospel song, something like This Little Light of Mine. And she said, sing a little louder. And, you know, startled. I'm like, who is this telling me to sing louder? I just want to sing low right now. And we start talking, and we have become such best friends. She turned me on to some awesome people of God that have really impacted my life in a big way. And I tell you, so don't ever neglect a little small voice that says to you, sing a little louder. And don't neglect to hum a gospel tune, even if it's on your job, because you never know who's standing near you. So I'm glad today that she was standing near me, and I said I thank God for the work that she's already done with Release Your Power and helping to edit that book for me and things like that. And I'm looking forward to helping her with her producing of her book coming out finally, and it's going to bless. She's an awesome writer. It's going to bless a lot of people. They're going to love it. And she's a true author, y'all. If you see her, you could just look at her and tell she's an author.
Yeah.
She just has an author look, you know, whatever that is. Whatever that is. But anyway, that's all we have time for. It's been great being here with you, Bernie.
Nice being with you, too.
It was kind of impromptu, but you know what? It happens. So this has been the Coastal Lisa Show. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 a.m. 9 a.m. Thursday. And we hope that you have an awesome day. Don't forget those three things that you want to include in your effective leadership toolbox. Be positive, be flexible, and be able to tap into the talents of each and every team member. Bring it out and allow them to be comfortable in what they're doing, and don't make them feel as though they don't have what they have because they're on the team. When you watch, some of you are watching basketball right now, and you're watching these different teams compete. Begin to watch and see how well the coach is able to let all of them, not everybody takes jump shots. Not everybody runs down the court. Not everybody guards. They each, but they're all ball players, right?
Yeah.
And they're all well paid, right?
Oh, yeah.
But they each have a different strength. So let's begin to look at our teams the same, whether it's a church group or it's an organization or a nonprofit or whatever it is, doesn't matter. And anyway, it starts with you. Well, you blessed us today with the show. We thank you. This has been Coach Lisa. We'll see you back for another episode of Coach Lisa Show.